Amy and Chris, for the last several weeks, GSA has had in the mail to TV stations and networks the very latest in a nearly three-decade-long series of spots promoting its efforts to inform and enlighten American citizens.
There comes a time in life when you need government information,
and you just don't know which way to turn.
Well, there's a place you can go to put an end to your frustration.
It's a site that everyone should learn.
USA.gov.
Teresa Nassif is director of the Federal Citizen Information Center, part of the Office of Citizen Services and Communications at GSA, the organization for whom this new public service announcement has been produced.
USA.gov. These are all actors, right?
Yes, these are all actors. This was actually shot in Times Square in the Broadway area. And actually, we had some amazingly talented people available to us. And we were thrilled when we did the auditions at the talent level of our actors. And they are all musical actors, yes.
Okay. About how many people appear?
There are about 20 people who appear, and it sort of represents all levels of government, and everybody had their favorites. I kind of like the Secret Service guys myself.
Tell me what the Secret Service guys look like.
Well, what was interesting is that our advertising company selected two that were kind of cookie-cutter images. They were kind of clones. They were like the same height, the same build. Of course, they wore black suits and white shirt, black tie with black glasses, and they were kind of indistinguishable one from the other. And in the spot, one very funny moment is that they kind of mimic each other's actions. And so, you know, you just kind of have this feeling of this is kind of mysterious duo. But they're government workers just like anybody else. So,
Any thought to having them talk into their lapels?
That's almost, yeah, they were close to doing that, but everybody sang their role, and then in the end, the whole group comes together, and again, to remind the public about how useful USA.gov is and encouraging everybody to give it a try, since we link to millions and millions of government pages that really help people improve their lives.
The new We the People spot for USA.gov is part of a rich history of such video productions on the part of the GSA, going back to the late 1960s, in a small Colorado town that gained its popularity because of one small book.
Listed inside. To get your free consumer information catalog, send your name and address to catalog, Pueblo, Colorado, 81009.
Free catalog, Pueblo, Colorado, 81009.
1-888-8-Pueblo for the latest free catalog. You'll have what it takes to answer the call.
At pueblo.gsa.gov, there are thousands of links to companies and government agencies.
Briscoe.gov. From Social Security to Medicare, it's a monumental...
You know, those PSAs, I hate to say, I was around when those PSAs were started, 30 years ago. And I think the idea was the same, that old Consumer Information Center actually became part of GSA's Office of Citizen Services. So it really is the same effort. In those days, that was pre-internet, the way to tell people to get information about the federal government's program benefits and services was only through publications. But I would like to say Pueblo, Colorado is still there, and we still distribute publications. Mm-hmm. But as our mission amplified and we have more channels of communication, we also run 1-800-FEDINFO, the National Contact Center, and we take several million phone calls from the public every year explaining to them very practical things, how to get a passport, how to apply for student loans, veteran benefits, explaining all the various housing programs and credit programs. And so we're on the phone with the public. We're sending them publications, and now through USA.gov and the Spanish counterpart, GobiernoUSA.gov, we are giving information online. And so it really kind of was an evolution.
And we should say here that our ace intern, Emily McKenna, helped in the production of this story
there
this afternoon.
Go. There you go.
There you are.
And I actually have, if you want to see the For the People PSA, mm-hmm. I have it linked up there on DoraBeckInsider.com, which you can find right from FederalNewsRadio.com.
Ah, very cool.
And they've done a couple of really interesting ones. Their last one was sort of a takeoff of The Wizard of Oz.
Oh, yeah.
Did you see that one?
Yeah, I saw that one. Unfortunately, we weren't able to use this that the audio from that PSA in our little production here a while ago, but that's a lot of fun. It looks like the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, they're really creative. And the point that I was making on the blog was, when that one came out, they couldn't post it on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So now they post these things on YouTube and they get sort of a viral life to them. So about a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago, when they did the Wizard of Oz one, they couldn't post it on YouTube because of all, the
copyright infringement and all that jazz.
Well, no, it's their copyright. I mean, it's a PSA. We paid for it. So,
I see.
It was all the regulations, there were all the stuff that you click through and on.
Oh, yes.
Remember all that stuff.
Right,
they can upload it right up there. And so it's all over the place.
Well, and the other interesting thing, too, that Teresa Nassif also told me, at one point they had a lot of the old Consumer Information Center, the Pueblo, Colorado PSAs, the old ones from the 60s and 70s. At one point, those were posted on GSA.gov for a little while. And then one day they got a little note from the Screen Actors Guild, who reminded them that they only had licensed the use of their performers for a certain amount of time on television. And this was before they came to the internet. And so Teresa Nassif told me that they did have to take them down, but they did make the audio available to us for our production.
There
so that was actually kind of cool.